May is the month of greatest activity in gardening in Canada. Hi, I'm Mark Drysdale. More on some of gardening's hidden benefits after this.
You are listening to PesticideTruths.com.
During May, I like to talk about some of the aspects of plants that may not be immediately obvious. Trees are especially valuable in cities. Urban heat islands caused by expanses of concrete and pavement, such as parking lots, can be as much as 10 degrees hotter than surrounding areas. The shade that trees provide breaks up the heat islands and cuts energy needs as well as costs. In fact, the shading and cooling effect of just one tree indirectly reduces CO2 emissions close to 15 times the amount that one tree can process. On a block of 8 average houses, the front lawns have the cooling effect of about 70 tons of air conditioning. The average home-size central air unit has a 3 to 4 ton capacity. Most of us cannot do much to prevent acid rain, but we can help neutralize some of it. Rainfall is often as much as 10 times more acidic than the same water filtered through a healthy lawn. Grass also has a number of other distinct advantages. For example, grass is a conservator of water and energy. One of the least recognized functional benefits of turf grass is the ability to entrap and hold rainfall better than most surfaces, thereby reducing water loss by runoff and enhancing the potential for groundwater recharge. Turf grasses are one of the most cost-effective means of trapping and holding surface water that may be carrying eroded soil and organic chemicals, thereby reducing the amount of siltation and organic chemicals that enter our sewers. I'm Art Drysdale.